On today's show, growing calls for Governor Tim Walz to resign over Minnesota fraud scandal.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. It's New Year's Eve, last day of the year. And of course, that means it's the last day you're going to hear me talk about our year-end drive, at least until December of 2026. So with that, look, all donations are tripled. You've heard me say that for the last few days. We do have breaking news we're going to cover, but I just want to get that out of the way to kick us off with. This is a the biggest day of the year for all organizations as people start deciding where they're going to put their year-end funding and where they want to put it into different organizations. This is the time for your year-end giving. If you can, I'm just going to encourage you right off the bat to think about and pray about over the next hour, giving to the work of the ACLJ. That includes this show and, of course, all our incredible legal work. Anything you ever see from us, from the ACLJ team, it is because of you, the ACLJ supporter. So again, all donations are tripled through midnight tonight. Be a part of the team. My dad, Jay Seculo, is going to be joining us later on. Will is here as well. Will Haynes, executive producer of the show. And of course, look, I didn't want to necessarily start off with this topic, but it is the topic that seems to, the gift that keeps on giving, the fraud that keeps on frauding, Will. And that is out of the state of Minnesota, of course, we're talking about.
That's right. And normally you don't have news like this that's moving in real time at the end of the year. But what we have now is that the Health and Human Services Agency is freezing all funds going to Minnesota that relates to child care. And that is annually about $185 million. So they're freezing that in response to what we're seeing as more and more questions around this fraud grows, as well as we're seeing a lot of people speaking out, calling for the governor to resign. This includes a group of more than 10 members of the Minnesota House and Senate, as well as the Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, Tom Emmer, who is the House Majority Whip in the United States Congress, and then you also have the Minnesota Republican chairman for the party there that is calling for him to resign as well. In a joint statement signed by some of the members of the state legislature, they even cite Article 8, Section 6 of the Minnesota Constitution, which deals with recalls. So they do have in their state a way that you can recall a governor. They're saying that he falls clearly within the grounds for recall under the state constitution. They're saying at this time they're not launching a recall effort, which is expensive, takes time, not always successful. But they're saying he should do the right thing. He falls under this category and should just resign from office. I don't think, based off the statements we're hearing from the governor, that that will happen. But we also know that the U.S. Congress and the House Oversight Committee will be having hearings on fraud in Minnesota. Next week, the 7th of January, will be the very first of those hearings. They are also trying to get Governor Walz to come before the committee voluntarily. I have a feeling, if not, they may try to use other routes like a subpoena to try and get him on the record as the House does their oversight duty.
Yeah, I mean, these are real calls that are coming in. Speaking of calls, I'd love for you to call in 1-800-684-3110. I'd love to hear your voice today, whether it's about this or look, it's the end of the year. Maybe you're thankful some of the work of the ACLJ. Maybe you have something you want to share about this year. Look, there's been major ups and major downs this year. Let's not pretend that there hasn't been one of the more shocking years in 2025. But as we move into 2026, there is a big future, big bright future ahead, and we want you to be a part of that team. So I encourage you to give us a call. Even if you want to share words of encouragement, that's fine. 1-800-684-3110. I can't imagine a better way to go off the air this year than hearing from you, the ACLJ supporter, the Seculo viewer, the Seculo listener. And you know what? I've been talking about, we really need your support, and today is that big day. However, I look into this, and you know, our social team here, our YouTube team, which is a big group of people I'm looking at, their goal was 550,000 organic YouTube subscribers. We are 170 subscribers away. Can you help them out if you have not subscribed yet? Let's see if we can break that before the end of this show. I think that's going to be a big ask, but let's try to do it. If you're listening and you're on another platform, maybe you're watching on Rumble, maybe you're watching on the Salem News Channel, you can go scroll over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/officialACLJ, or just look up ACLJ and hit that subscribe button. Let's see how many we can get even by the time we get back from a break in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Seculo. We do have some phone lines open for you at 1-800-684-3110. And we did want to give you an update. We are live, by the way. It's New Year's Eve. I know a lot of you are probably wondering, oh, yeah, they're running a tape. Because if you've seen, a lot of people are right now. There are a lot of people running best of shows, that kind of thing. Not us. Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Not today, though. We'll be, we're here live for you. And I would love to hear from you. Like I said, I'd love to end the year just hearing from all of you. So, again, either it was just a word of encouragement for the new year, whatever it may be. Maybe you have a question or comment related to one of our topics. Maybe you want an update. Whatever it is, let's keep phone lines kind of open today. 1-800-684-3110. Of course, I said if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, I'm encouraging you to do that. I'd love to hit that goal for this team. We are currently sitting at 549,855 subscribers. Okay, you guys can do this. Take it over the top. Let's hit 550,000 subscribers. And also, it is the year-end drive. I'm going to be pitching this a lot today because you got to. It's our year-end drive. It ends today. Donations are tripled. So right now, if you can, scan that QR code or go to aclj.org. Again, you won't have to hear me talk about this until next year. So right now, I encourage you to please do it. We had a huge day yesterday. Let's break some records today. That's at aclj.org. But Will, I know a lot of people are just tuning in. Let's give them an update of what this is going on, what the latest is, as people are calling for the resignation of Tim Walz.
That's right. I want to get into these calls for his resignation, as well as kind of push back on some of the spin that we're already seeing coming out of the left.
Yeah, because I was showing you some stuff last
right.
night.
Right. And Logan and I, we talk about even what we talked about on the show, what we're going to talk about the next day, all the time, like all day long. It almost never stops. But that helps us kind of talk about what we're seeing, what we want to discuss, and what we want to kind of take on. But what we see now is a group of members of the Minnesota House and Senate that are calling on the resignation of the governor, Tim Walz. Tom Emmer, who is the House Majority Whip, so very high-ranking member of the House of Representatives. He's from Minnesota, representative from Minnesota, but in the U.S. Congress has called on the resignation. Linda McMahon, the Secretary of Education, sent a letter calling on the governor of Minnesota to resign, as well as the chairman of the Minnesota GOP has called on the resignation. This was also interesting, and I think it goes to a broader thing that we're talking about here, because remember, we were originally talking about COVID money fraud. And there was that big case, Feeding Our Future, $250 million just from one group. That was when the fraud was only at $1 billion that they were saying was taken in Minnesota. And a lot of that had to do with COVID money. A lot of it had to do with Medicaid fraud in other areas, not necessarily with the child care. But that was one angle of it. Then we see this viral video that goes around. And once again, we should also caution people that when you see this, it is raising questions. But it also, you have to be reserved. Remember, this is one person doing an independent report. And in many of the places that don't want to talk to him, that doesn't necessarily mean that each and every daycare center is a fraudulent operation. So just be careful on that. But it does appear there is a bigger problem in Minnesota. We know that there had been some convictions in this back in 2018. But what we've also seen from the governor of Minnesota is it almost seemed like they got a few convictions and would just say, okay, we're good, done, we can move on, when this is a widespread problem. Especially when you think about what we heard and we played yesterday from the U.S. Attorney, Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson, that said, the fraud is not small, it's not isolated, the magnitude cannot be overstated, it is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes, it's a staggering industrial scale fraud. So then he was saying that it was close to $9 billion in fraud. Then you start to hear this story about the daycare centers, which there had already been problems with, but then there's more than that. We also know that, and this is something that hasn't been talked about a lot, but over a week ago, the Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, had sent a letter to the governor of Minnesota about another angle of fraud that even since she came to office in 2025, they have uncovered what they call 1,834 ghost students, which are effectively not real people. Okay, yeah. There's no identification. A lot of times it's not a real person. Sometimes these people don't even live in the United States. But what they do is they are able to siphon off federal dollars that go to the state for college tuitions, things like that, education monies, and that these 1,834 ghost students have stolen around $12.5 million in taxpayer-funded grants and loans. So then there's a college angle to this. What we are seeing is that this is an industrial operation of fraud within the state of Minnesota, and that the governor trying to say, look, we handled the cases, move on here, isn't helping. But what is trying to help him is the left. Right now, we are seeing across social media, as happens when a big story happens, the marching orders go out and the talking points are laid down. And what we're seeing now is people saying the daycare fraud was from 2018 and two people were convicted. And so this is an old story.
You're
move
old
along.
Stories from the conservative press.
They're trying to say it's spent. When you look at what it was, and they're assuming that no one's going to look at that YouTube video and not watch it. And they're like, oh, I've heard there was fraud. It was from a YouTube video. He shows the footage of 2018 that led to this. That is the basis of the starting point of his investigation, saying this is what has happened, but did it end? And that's where the individual, the independent YouTuber journalist, is going around trying to do more investigations and raise the questions. Something that the administration in Minnesota clearly does not want to do, has not done. And I tend to think that the U.S. attorney that is looking into this, that says it is industrial, it is staggering, it is swamping Minnesota and calling into question everything we know about our state, I think that that should put to bed any of those spin that this is old news, nothing to see here, move along, that this is a real problem in Minnesota.
Yeah, clip that, as they say. Send that to your friends who are posting things like that, who are just simply sharing a meme that they don't know the background about that. Because look, I even texted Will. I said, this is the spin. What's the response? And then he laid that out essentially exactly like that for me, saying, here's what they're saying. Here's why we know that's not true. And here's why we know it's spin. But that is the process. That's what's going on. And look, that's part of the press. That's part of what we're even working on right now. We have a case currently representing Alan Dershowitz going against CNN. It's going to go to the Supreme Court of the United States, we believe. And that case essentially says, you know what? We need to take a look at how protected the news is from lying. That libel and those kind of slander, maybe in America in 2025, they actually need to be honest and protective. Sure, they need to have broad free speech rights. We believe in that, free journalistic rights. But you can't just go out and start blatantly lying and knowingly lying over and over and over again. This is how things change. And I believe they should. I've seen too many people, too many good friends who have been raked through the coals for things that were completely fabricated. And they were lies that were lies originally, and they were lies that continued on because they created a life of their own, especially with social media. Look at what even happened to the president, vice president last time, or any of these people. The narratives of just lies that come out of the news media are so apparent. And we at the ACLJ have taken on a case where I think we could see some real reform there, and I believe that we should. Look, phone lines are open for you. I want to hear from you. We lost a few calls. No, we have one phone screener today, so it's taking time. 1-800-684-3110. Stay on hold. We'll get to you. 1-800-684-3110. We actually just lost all of the calls. So we had a full bank of six calls, and now we got zero calls? Give me a call right now. We're going to get you on the air. 1-800-684-3110. We also are going to continue talking about some of the work of the ACLJ and what's going to be coming in 2026. What do you want to see coming in 2026? As we ring in the new year tonight at midnight, know that is the end of our deadline. But guess what happens, Will? In New York City, you're going to see the ball drop. We're going to have a big celebration of America. We've heard that the ball actually this year is America themed as we head into the 250. And it's
what's interesting is that ball, which is America theme, will drop in New York City right at midnight.
You beat me to it.
Sorry.
You beat me to it.
It was a softball, Logan. I'm sorry.
I know. And of course, at midnight tonight, who gets sworn in as the mayor of the Big Apple? Mayor Zoran Mondami. What do you think about that? How's that going to look for your 2026? We're all, met with the president. Everyone wants New York to succeed. I'm one of them. I love New York, one of my favorite cities in the world. I want to see it succeed. And now it is his time. You know, I think a lot of people think like the president, like January 20th, January 21st, whatever it may be. No, tonight, midnight, socialism comes to the Big
Brand
Apple.
New governor, or mayor, rather.
Yes, let's see what happens. Look, it's going to be fun, at least to see. And if you're in New York, we're praying for you. Phone lines are open again for you at 1-800-684-3110. I want to take this last minute look We're a nonprofit organization here at the ACLJ, and it's our most important day of the year. Let's put up that QR code. I want to see it so everyone who's watching right now has the opportunity over the next minute to scan it. All the work you hear discussing here, whether that's the cases, Supreme Court filings, our UN advocacy, the interventions we've done for persecuted Christians, obviously our work in Nigeria, you've heard all of this for the last year, or maybe the last 35 years. It's done at no cost to our clients, our legal work, and of course, it's no cost to you as the viewer. We are in our final hours of our year-end Freedom Drive. We never want to be behind a paywall. This is your last chance to make a tax-deductible gift that will be tripled. So have your gift tripled by midnight tonight. Let's just do it right now. Why wait till midnight? ACLJ.org. Do it because of your support. We're battling some of the biggest cases and, of course, taking on the mainstream media. Phone lines are open for you, as I said, but this year alone, we have helped countless clients. You've heard their stories. We're going to talk about more when we get back. So scan that QR code, go to ACLJ.org. Make it a big day for us. Welcome back to Secula. We have a full bank of calls right now, but stay on hold. Some will stay, some won't. But if you're on hold right now, please stay on hold. I'd love to wrap up this show for this year, hearing your voice about the work of the ACLJ, about some of the questions or comments you have, or maybe you're just wishing a happy new year. Either way, I'd love to wrap up the year that way, because look, the ACLJ, we're not going anywhere. We have been around for, you know, over 3.5 decades at this point. And that is just as the formal ACLJ. The version of this has existed for well beyond that. And I want to say, this show itself has been on the air for so long at this point, for 27 years since 1997 is when we started this show, almost to 30 years that this show has been on the air, noon, at least it used to be noon to 12:30, now noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time, for that long, for nearly 30 years of this show. And we are joined now by my dad, Jay Sekulow, who is joining us, because dad, this is a very changing landscape in terms of media. We know this. But the show has been around for a long time and it's kind of gone hand in hand with making sure the message can get out there and get out there in any way possible and at no cost to the end user. And that is because we want to make sure as many people can hear about the message of the ACLJ, that can hear it without ever having to go through a paywall or anything like that, that is available to them.
The very first day of the broadcast in 1997 was the day that the jury verdict, came back in the O.J. Simpson case. So it tells you how long this case has been, the organization has been around. But I want to say something to all of our listeners and our members and ACLJ champions. You've seen over the last several years a younger generation coming to the forefront in the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. That's all very intentional. Logan, Jordan, Will have known each other since they were 3 years old, but they have worked together now for decades. I want you that are listening to the broadcast right now or hearing my voice on whatever social media platform you're listening to give a vote of confidence to the next generation of leadership by supporting the work of the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. As Logan mentioned, this is a triple match period of time here. We're up against a huge day. We had a very big day last year, the last day of the month. This is a big aspect of it. We could end on a really positive note. I want you to send, you're supporting the work of the ACLJ, whether it's a one-time gift, whether it's a monthly gift and becoming an ACLJ champion, or whatever it might be. Your gift right now is a vote of confidence for this team. And that includes the younger lawyers that are now part of the American Center for Law and Justice that just finished working literally days ago on one of the biggest Supreme Court cases that we've ever had. I led the team with 5 other lawyers from the ACLJ, but let me tell you, these young lawyers did a phenomenal job on a very important case. It's against CNN, representing Professor Alan Dershowitz. So your support of the ACLJ today is really a vote of confidence for our entire team, but especially the next generation of leadership that's already moving forward. And by the way, there's a generation behind them already that we're working with. So we want this to have the lasting impact that we know is what is intended here. Your support's critical. 2 cases at the Supreme Court we filed just this month, representing the Calvary Chapel Church, where Gavin Newsom is basically trying to bankrupt the church, and of course, representing Professor Dershowitz against CNN. That's just at the Supreme Court, folks. There's a lot of other work going on. As Logan mentioned, you know, we don't put things behind a paywall. There's no subscriber fee. We get our content out so you can have access to it. We want an informed membership. So again, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. Give that vote of confidence to this next generation of leadership.
One thing I did want to ask you about as well, when you mentioned the two cert petitions at the Supreme Court that our attorneys worked hard on long before the beginning of the month, but that were actually filed in December. Looking at kind of our calendar, I see we have three court dates, one in Massachusetts, one in New Orleans, and one in Chicago that are coming up this month of January as well. So we've got a lot of busy work right into the new year. But when you go to those two Supreme Court briefs that have already been filed at the court, we know that there will be a response from the opposition. And then our attorneys will have to turn around or reply to those as well. So the work, I don't know that we've ever had a busier January since at least I've been officially working here. But it sounds like the work of the ACLJ is moving full steam ahead into 2026. And it's going to be a very busy, very impactful year.
Well, you mentioned three court hearings in January in three different cases, but as you also mentioned, and you're right, Will.
We're going to call you right back or see what's going on. We just had a bad connection problem, but we'll make sure he stays on. We'll get to him in the next segment. Let's quickly take a call about the Tim Wallace situation as we try to reconnect with my dad. If not, we'll get him in the next segment. Earl in New York, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. I just pray every day for you folks and what you're doing. My question is, as I listen to the media in general, I'm typically listening to Fox, and they have their spin on things as
sure.
well. But the main thing that bothers me the most is our government, as we scratch the surface or dig into it, if you will, there's all this fraud. And it seems like, you know, you folks are doing a very good job to expose this. But how does the common man get out there and just get the grassroots to just start, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Earl, you're already asking the right question. What I can say is there's so many different ways now with the world we live in to share this content, make sure people see what's actually going on. That's why we release in so many different ways our own content, whether that's through text, whether that's through clips, whatever it may be. Because, Will, the journalism of today is a little different.
That's right. And once, I mean, that to some degree, plays into a lot of the Supreme Court case that we have filed that cert petition when it comes to Dershowitz versus CNN, because even what the definition of the press, broadcast media is has changed so much. But I think, Earl, to your point, one of the things are calling on your own leaders to look into their own house, so to speak. You're in New York. I feel like states with blue Democrat leadership are the ones that are more likely to have overlooked this. I'm certain there is fraud in every state in the United States. Yes, that is something that in a fallen world we cannot avoid. But it's the ones that have had the policies that have been so loose around how the welfare programs, how Medicaid programs are distributed, where it seems that all this money that is coming from the federal government just gets doled out without any sort of checks on it. That is where you're going to see conditions ripe for fraud. Now, we know that there have been a lot of reports of COVID fraud all around the country. That is actually where this entire story kind of started in Minnesota, was that over $1 billion of COVID relief funds in various ways were exploited and taken fraudulently. So I would say contact your local leaders in New York, in California, even if you are in a red state, and say, hey, you're my representative here in the state house. I want you to look into this here. Is this going on in our state? Has the channels of federal dollars to the citizens of our state gotten so loose that it's ripe for fraud?
My dad's going to be joining us back in the next segment, so don't miss that. If you do lose us here, find us on ACLJ.org, broadcasting live right now. Of course, on YouTube and Rumble and all those different places where you can get your podcasts. We are live every day. But right now, I want you to join with us. If this is where we lose you, give if you can. Donations are tripled through midnight tonight. Don't wait till midnight. Do it right now. That's at ACLJ.org. This is a critical time for the organization, the most important day of the year. Be a part of the team here. If you can become a champion, that's a monthly donor, great. But even if you just give a one-time donation, it will be tripled today. Think about it. Be a part of the team here at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back with my dad, Jay Sekulow, joining us in just a moment.
keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo, second half hour coming up. And like I said, I want to hear from you. It's the end of the year, last day of the year. I'd love to close out this show hearing from you. We got five lines open right now. Be patient with our phone screeners. Be kind to them. Of course, I'd love for that to be a message of encouragement or a message of support for 2026. That's what I would really love to. If you have a question or comment, we're happy to take those as well. But if you have a good message for the people listening, for our team, know that that would be really great, a really great way to let's end the year in a nice positive way. So give me a call at 1-800-684-3110. My dad, Jay Seculo, is joining us again by phone. We had some connection issues in the last segment, Dad. But again, it's an important time to support the work of the ACLJ as we are in that last day in a triple match.
It's the biggest day of the year, and we're in the biggest hours of that day right now. And as I said before, and I want to reiterate this, you've seen the continuity of leadership among the American Center for Law and Justice and the new generation of leadership that is now taking really great cases and working very hard on media production. This is a vote of encouragement for them to let them know that you want this work to continue. And whether it's two cases at the U.S. Supreme Court that we filed this month, three hearings in January in three different courts, reply briefs to the Supreme Court, I can't even count the number of demand letters and information that's going out. But again, this is a great way for those of you that are listening to this broadcast to tell the next generation of leadership, to Logan and Jordan and Will and all the others, the lawyers, we're with you. We want this to move forward in 2026 and frankly beyond. So I need you to stand with us. I encourage you to do it. We don't put information behind, you know, privacy walls or paywalls. We want the content available for you, whether it's the broadcast or the legal work, they all go hand in hand. Your support of the ACLJ today, the biggest day of the year, is critical. And send the message to this next generation of leadership that you're with them. You're standing with them as you've been standing with us for so many years.
Yeah, we're constantly looking and changing and trying to figure out, Dad, what's next. When we first started this broadcast, like you said, almost 30 years ago or over 30 years ago at this point, it was a half-hour terrestrial radio show. That became a one-hour terrestrial radio show and then satellite radio. And then satellite radio became Facebook Live. We were streaming on our phones.
Periscope.
To Facebook Live to now a full-blown television production of this show. And we couldn't imagine that this is where we'd be. We'd be able to reach people in a way. Because before, the gatekeepers were there. You know, we could be on a Christian television network once a week, which we still are on some. Thank you so much. Some are on daily. We're on Salem News Channel now, but that's all new. Before, it was shooting shows months in advance and then hoping if they're still relevant when they came out on something like a TBN. Now, we're able to interact directly with our audience one-on-one, get these chats going and everything. It is a different world than what we started with. That's what's been good with us here is we've always been willing to move and change with where the media landscape has taken us. Still respect where we came from. I know a lot of you still listen on terrestrial radio. We will at least be on terrestrial radio for another year. We've been talking to them, so at least got another year. And you need to tell us, do you still want us to be there? We know a lot of people are moving on, trying different things. We want to hear from you as well about that. But Dad, it's always been something where we look to always respect where we came from, but move forward.
Yeah, we're on trying to be on the cutting edge of technology, cutting edge on the legal cases we take, and certainly cutting edge on the way in which we deliver the content that's produced here. But again, this is a good chance for everyone that's listening. Remember, that you hear ads on the broadcast. If unless it's an ACLJ ad, it's not going to us. That goes to the station, which is fine. We need your support to carry this mission forward, and I want that next generation of leadership to know you are standing with them unapologetically in defense of liberty and freedom and of life. So go to aclj.org. Have your gift tripled. These last few days we've been able to do that, but this is it today, folks, and I encourage you to do it.
Yeah, when we get back, you first go to aclj.org, as he said. All gifts are tripled. When we get back, we're going to show you a little bit of a preview of some of the work in the media side that we have coming in 2026. I'm really excited about a lot of these new projects. There's so many that we have, so many we can't even talk about yet, but you're going to have a great year of incredible content if you support the work of the ACLJ. None of it happens. We can't hire the best of the best. We can't produce the best of the best without you. So today is it. Have your donations tripled at aclj.org. We'll be back with your calls and comments as well at 1-800-684-3110. phone lines are lighting up. We will be taking your calls and comments coming up. And I want to spend this minute of this segment really just talking about the work of the ACLJ, whether it's our upcoming work that we're going to have in 2026, or even looking back this year at some of the best, you know, big top line moments, some victories you maybe have missed. And look, I see some people coming in saying, hey, you know, we were talking about all the different ways we can reach people. Someone just said, hey, get an hour on Daystar every day. Get an hour on TBN. What about God TV? What about these Christian television networks? I will tell you, we've been on many of those throughout the years. We are still on TBN at sort of a random time, but we do thank them for that. TBN is actually one of the ones that does give us that time. You know, we have a great relationship with them, and we appreciate it. Those other channels, I'll be honest with you, as much as we like them, all those people you see on there are paying to be on there. And you have to decide whether that is worth it. And some don't have the ability to do the kind of show that we would like to do, where we can have a show for 1 hour a day, live, you know, be able to talk about it. We are on Salem News Channel, which, by the way, is part of one of those deals where, because we pay for a lot of this time, and we do that intentionally, because there are offers that come in all the time. Logan, Will, why don't you go do a show for X Network? We'll pay you this much, and it's a check, and great. We don't want to do that if we don't have to. Because then there's someone telling you what to do. There's someone telling you what you need to say. There are people that are pushing an agenda. And we don't want to do that. We are the truth tellers here. We are the ones that tell you not what you want to hear, but what you know to be true. And that really only happens if there's not an editor-in-chief, if you will, above you. So I encourage you, when you think about supporting the work of the ACLJ, understand there's nobody telling us what we can and can't say. Obviously, we are going to stick within FCC regulations in terms of language and all that. And we would anyway. That's just who we are. We're a Christian organization. But beyond that, our own, you know, maybe the government and our own morals, there's no one telling us what we do topic-wise. Will and I discuss that topic and have a team of people we work with each and every day to come up with what the show is going to be. All of that is because we are fully independent. And we are only fully independent because people like you support the work of the ACLJ. We aren't relying on a network to cut us a check to host a show. It is an amazing thing to do that and to have that ability. But that only happens if you guys continue to support the work. And that is at aclj.org, and I encourage you to do that. And of course, if you want to tell your Christian television networks that they should run us, God bless you. I hope you do. You know what? If they want to give us the time or they want to work something out, I'm happy to do it. But, you know, there are moments where we just have to look at what is the best spend for us financially. And, of course, when we are closing in on 550,000 people just on YouTube, it's a changing landscape. And, by the way, speaking of that number, our team here had a goal of 550,000 subscribers by the end of the year. I'm going to update my app right now. We are at 549,910. We are 90 away from hitting that goal. We got 20 minutes left in this show. If you are watching right now, and I know many of you watch every day, you may think you're subscribed. Just subscribe for us right now and do it. Let's get this over their goal. Make that team happy. Not a lot makes them happy, Will.
This is true. I've seen that.
They're a grumpy bunch.
Very grumpy.
They're a grumpy bunch that needs love and attention, and they need respect. And really what
this will really do it for
really use is about 90 more. We just lost one.
Oh, no.
We
the
did.
Disrespect.
We just lost a subscriber. We're now down to 549,909. So maybe this is the wrong way to do it.
I do want to say this, though, Logan. I am seeing also from our friends on Rumble, DW just made a decent donation, and how many will follow suit? America needs the ACLJ, so calling
DW
on his fellow Rumblers to donate to the ACLJ as well as another of our friends over at Rumble. I am a champion, but I gave extra yesterday. Not big, but it's tripled, and that's significant.
Anything.
So, once again, if you're a champion and you want to get in on that triple donation right now, triple match, go ahead to aclj.org. And as Logan, you bring up, we're not also supported by big foundations and major donors. Like, a lot of organizations are, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we really are a grassroots organization. It's people that believe in the work we do. And so when you see the average donation, it is not this extravagant number that sustains this organization.
I mean, if you can, great. But look, it's changed the way that I give to the organizations I believe in as well. Of course, I give to the ACLJ, which I do. But I also give to some other organizations, as you showed, or your church, or whatever it may be, or ministries that you care about. And I've learned, because of the way that when we run this organization, that every dollar counts. So there's some that I don't feel like I can give enough. And sometimes you go, oh, what's my $50 going to do? More than you know, especially on days like today, which tripled. I have a few organizations that I just started, and I realized that that $50 a month goes so far for them, and know we appreciate it so much. This is just a few things the ACLJ team has been working on. These are some of our 2025 achievements. They printed me out this list. I'm just going to read them to you. 21 amicus briefs filed at the United States Supreme Court. 49 total amicus briefs filed in 2025. 192 legal actions battling the deep state. Of course, we still have to keep fighting that. 221 pro-life legal matters. 221. Okay, in a calendar year. 308 free speech cases or matters. 133 religious liberty matters cases. And 160 plus Christian persecution or Israel international matters. And of course, that doesn't include the work of the ECLJ or European Center, which again, I know I talk about more than maybe you want to hear about, but understand, I feel it very, very closely connected to our work at the ECLJ. I grew up there and us building that out over the last 25 years. We're finally seeing some big movement. Europe matters. We need to make sure we're there, especially the European Union, especially when there are these moments also what's going on in the Middle East. And then we have ACLJ Jerusalem, where a lot of organizations have backed off of Israel as a topic. They think it's too divisive. They think their audience is going to get scared when they start talking about their support of Israel. And of course, we've always said you can have discussions over the political landscape of Israel as they do within Israel, but that doesn't mean they're not one of our greatest allies. And of course, the homeland to our entire structure of life in the Bible. It is important that we are one of those organizations that you know. And look, one of my friends put out an email, their organization, they go, we want you to know that this is where we stand on Israel. And it made me donate. Because it made me go, good, I don't have to think about it anymore. I have to worry about when I give money, where this is going. Feel that way when you support the work of the ACLJ. We have the ACLJ Jerusalem. I want that expanded. I want the European Center expanded. I want our international offices to hear your love. ACLJ.org, make your donation today. That is just a overarching thought. I want to take a call real quick. And then, Will, I know you got a list you want to go through as well.
That's right.
Let's go to Rhonda. Rhonda's calling on line four. Rhonda, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to tell you all how very much I appreciate your truth-telling, because we don't get that everywhere, and I really appreciate that, and I also greatly appreciate the fact that you have a staff of lawyers that is willing to take on something that most lawyers wouldn't take on because it's too small for them, and it would cost the client way too much to be able to afford that. So thank you very much for everything that you do. God bless you for 2026.
Rhonda, I really appreciate that message. And look, that is absolutely true. It is not that I have any issues with some of those lawyers. It's not the way the business runs. What's different about the ACLJ is because it's supported independently by all of you who support and donate, we are able to take on a case. We are able to take on a client that could not afford those legal fees. And a lot of times the implications of those, what happens in the future, is so big that no case is too small in that sense, because the future implications of these laws are what's at stake.
That's right. And honestly, a lot of times we can't get to all the work that's going on or the way sometimes a case may be sound too technical or something, the way that it's handled by attorneys that it doesn't make it to air. But I want to go over some of the victories that you may not have heard about this year from the ACLJ that maybe we didn't give enough airtime to. But way back at the beginning of the year, we fought for 5 ultrasound technicians in New Mexico, because they were going to be, based off a new policy at the hospital they worked at, potentially compelled to participate in abortion procedures. They're ultrasound technicians. They want to show mothers life. They want to help advance medicine through their skills, not be a part of the ending of it. And we fought back against this hospital and were able to get religious accommodations for these 5 ultrasound technicians that were concerned they were going to have to be choosing between their paycheck and their faith and being pro-life. We've talked about Brett Rao, who was criminally charged in Chicago for preaching the gospel. Got that case dropped, his criminal case, but we fight ahead in 2026 with our lawsuit, our federal lawsuit against Chicago because of them systematically targeting street preachers. Our caller talked about those that may not be able to afford an attorney or may not have the means, or even the case may seem too small. We secured justice for a Christian teenager fired by General Electric. Major corporation fired a teenager because they wanted to observe the Sabbath. They wanted to take the time off to go to church. Fired for their faith. Secured justice for them. I have some more we can get into in the next segment, but that's just a small taste of things you may have not even heard about on this broadcast. But we win when we fight for these clients and it doesn't cost them a single penny because of you supporting the ACLJ.
That's right. And look, we have a few phone lines open. The next segment, I want to open it up to just hear your voice as we wrap up 2025. What a year it's been. The ups and downs for sure. But let's start this new year off positively and strong. It's at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back in just a moment with your calls and comments coming up. Hey, folks, this is it. The end of the year. We've made it. Last segment of the day. Here's what I tell you before I take these calls. For that team of grumpy Gus's over there, Will. They're really not that grumpy, but they're making them
and
laugh.
And they're also not Gus's.
No, we actually have a Gus.
Right, exactly.
He's a kind man.
Different team, too.
Yeah, different, yeah. we'll see if he's listening. we are at 549,000. 950 subscribers. Can we, in the next 8 minutes, add 50 subscribers? Call your friends. Tell them to do it. Maybe you got multiple accounts. I don't care. No one's looking. Let's do it for them. Okay? Look, number one, support the work financially if you can. Actually, number one, pray for us. Pray for 2026. That, to me, is the most important thing. Number two, if you could support financially, this is the time to do it because your donations are tripled. It never has more impact than it will today. And then three, you can subscribe on YouTube. I know we'd appreciate it. Even if you're one of those rumblers who are like, I'm never going to YouTube, you probably have an account. Just go over there. Click a little. If you have a Gmail account, you got an account.
I'm about to say, if you have Gmail, you have an account.
So go over there and subscribe. We appreciate it. I'll do a check-in here in 7 minutes before we wrap up the show. But let's break that record form. With that, I want to take some phone calls. Because so many of you have called in, whether on topic or just to support, and know that I care about it. Let's talk one about the topic of the day, and then we'll move on to some of the thanks, which I appreciate. Derek in Pennsylvania, in line three, you're on the air.
Hi, I am a supporter of yours. I gave contributed twice yesterday. My question is, the Somali fraud in Minnesota was very sophisticated. And I believe they probably had helped. It had been different if maybe one of them had a daycare center in Somalia. Of course, the regulations are totally different anyhow than U.S. and Somalia, I'm pretty sure. But I feel that they probably had helped probably from the left. And what you think of that? I don't think they could have did that on their own.
Well, Derek, I think what's curious about this is that when the U.S. attorney said it was an industrial-scale fraud, that does seem to infer that these aren't just one-off lone actors that are collectively defrauding the state. It does seem like there is some coordination somewhere. And I think that also goes to show the failure of the grant making process that is happening in so many states, that when you start to see even what DOGE did at the beginning of the term, where you'd see how just that it was blank checks just going out, like there was no accountability, people applying for grants, requesting it and just getting it, especially if they were a left leaning group, then it may not even be that some people, Derek, are criminally contributing to the fraud in the state government, where they think we know these people are not really a daycare center, or they are not really feeding families when all these grants that they're asking for, all this COVID money relief that they're getting. But what they're not doing is just negligence. They aren't doing any due diligence to see if these are even real organizations or real people, or that they're checking on the back end. Is this actually feeding people? A lot of it, the people are just filling out the paperwork. And that was how some of these early daycare centers got caught, is that they were people going in, filling out paperwork for children and then taking the children away. And they were getting a kickback for that. That was what was convicted in 2018. So I think that's the big problem, too, is that in many states and at the federal level as well, and hopefully some of that's getting cleaned up, but there's a long way to go, is that all of these checks on the system are just almost non-existent when it comes to giving taxpayer dollars away.
All right, Derek, hopefully that answered your question. Let's move on to some more calls before we wrap it up. Let's go to Irene, calling on line two. How are you, Irene?
I'm good. How about you?
We are good. We are wrapping up the end of the year strong here. We appreciate all your support.
Okay. I'm 86 years old, so I can only give $10, okay?
Hey, $10 is, again, right now, effectively tripled. So know that that is real. Look, like I said, and Irene, I appreciate your support. I don't care if it's financial right now or just that you've been listening for years. I really do appreciate everyone who's been a part of this show and a part of our family for the last 35 plus years. And people like you, Irene, call and say, I only give $10. Look, like I told you, it changed the way that I give because I see how much $10 can go. I see how far it can go. So when I'm making my year in donations or I'm signing up to be a recurring member of an organization that I like, and there's a few that I do, some I can't put $100 a month. I can't do it. But you know what? I see if I put $50 a month, and maybe that $50 a month goes a long way because I know, I see it, how it works within our own organization. And compounded, when you have thousands of people like you, Irene, who give $10, it means so much. So don't think when you're making a donation, I only can give X. Know that we just appreciate the fact that you can give and that you feel called to give. And whatever that is that makes you feel comfortable, fantastic. So Irene, anything else? I just wanted to say thank you, though.
Oh, and I wanted to say thank you for keeping up this and doing such a good job. All of you. I've listened when your dad used to be sitting where you're sitting. And so I've listened for a long time, okay?
Thank you for sticking with us, Irene. I know, look, when there's all these kind of moments where there's change and there's movement, and obviously that Will and I have kind of taken on the show this year as our own, which has been amazing. And we all see honestly, we want to make sure that it's within the voice of the organization, that it respects where we came from, but that we're also not just a tribute act to what came before, that the ACLJ is always moving forward, that the organization always has new things to talk about, new cases, new moments, new series, and we have a lot of that coming in 2026. And that is why I encourage people to support financially, but also I encourage you to get involved in all our different ways. Go to the website, get on the email list, join us on social media, subscribe on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, we are 549,969 subscribers. Come on, we can do this. We got 2 minutes. I don't know if we're going to hit it in 2 minutes, but let's try. Anyone who has an account right now, I need you to go on our YouTube channel, ACLJ, official ACLJ. Find it, subscribe right now. We're going to take a last call of the day. Michael in Florida, go ahead.
Gentlemen, I just want to take a quick moment and give a huge shout out to President Trump. We are indeed genuinely blessed by having this man who is involved, who is engaged, and who is genuinely leading this country to be a spectacular nation again. We are all absolutely blessed with this man in charge.
All right, Michael, we appreciate that commentary. Appreciate your comments coming in. Obviously, it is a different world that we live in this year compared to where we were in the Biden administration. And look, there have been ups and downs, as I said, for this year. But there are a lot of things, whether especially like, look, what just happened in Nigeria. That is something we've been calling on for years. And I do think sometimes you need leadership who is not afraid to get involved in those kind of things. And we're appreciative of that.
Well, and I think also to that point, Logan, is that that's why you still need strong voices like the ACLJ that fight for these things, even when you have a friendlier administration in charge, because there's a lot of voices in D.C. and there's a lot of people pushing in different directions. And as Jordan pointed out, he went to a meeting at the White House and said, no, we need bold action on this. And a few days later, the president of the United States put them back on the country's particular
concern.
Guess
what? That could all change this year when you have the midterms. It could all change in 2 years. We, though, don't go away. The ACLJ is not bound by any political party. If it can help us push forward, we will work with whoever we can. Obviously, there are administrations that are more friendly to us than others. But you know what? We've worked with all of them. And we will continue to do it. We will continue to advance the cause of the ACLJ. But because of people like you who support the work. So last call. Triple your match at ACLJ.org. We are only 8 subscribers away from hitting their goal. do it right now, okay? We'll talk to you in the new year.